Tonight on Quest, nanotechnology. It's a term that's become synonymous with California's high-tech future. But what are these mysterious nanomaterials and machines? And why are they so special? Come along as we take an incredible journey into the land of the unimaginably small. And America's last working whaling station. Closed in 1972, it was the final vestige of an ancient lifestyle, a symbol of a bygone era, and believe it or not, it was located in Richmond, California. This is a man-made motor, a motor so small that more than 6,000 of them would fit on the head of a pin. Welcome to the world of the nanometer, a unit of measurement that is 1/1,000,000,000th of a meter. Tonight on Quest, nanotechnology. It's a term that's become synonymous with California's high-tech future. But what are these mysterious nanomaterials and machines? And why are they so special? Come along as we take an incredible journey into the land of the unimaginably small. And America's last working whaling station. Closed in 1972, it was the final vestige of an ancient lifestyle, the symbol of a bygone era. And believe it or not, it was located in Richmond, California. This is a man-made motor. A motor so small that more than 6,000 of them would fit on the head of a pin. Welcome to the world of the nanometer, a unit of measure that is 1/1,000,000,000th of a meter.